It's Triple M's Rush Hour. You're with Bernie, Bluey and Jazz.
Our next guest is Willuminating.
Will informed.
Willarious.
He's a Will podcaster, a Will author. You will get it. Get it? And you can, because he's coming up right now. Please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour.
To me, your show is the baseball of radio.
Mr. Will Anderson.
Well, a pretty good laugh out of myself right there.
Royalty.
Like, I've forgotten I said that, and I was like, "That is spot on. That is a good bit." Well done, Ando.
Yeah. Again,
welcome to town.
Thank you very much for having me. It's so nice to be here in flesh, though. Yes. Like, that's what I mean. Like, you know, we do it down the line.
Yeah,
it's not the same. It's not the same.
Hiding
is
the
it?
Mountains in some Brazil little hut that you're in.
Can I tell you this? Jazz? Oh my God, we're off to a solid start. I'm just gonna ignore that one. It's moving around a little.
I apologise.
The pitch is a little green and it's just doing a bit. Yeah. We'll just leave that one alone, we'll see how much first. Of this we can survive, get through to lunch and just
a bit each way. Nibbling around.
I've got a room for you if you're struggling.
Do you, mate? I appreciate that. It's good to play a padded venue. So, So, how's this? Yeah. I'm here for, it's my first shows, as always. This is what I do when I come that late. It's my first place I do on the tour. So, of course, you run into all the problems. You know, you try this thing in your head and you don't realise what the problems are until you get out there and you have to try it in front of people. And what I've realised is, okay, so here's the thing, Jazz. The hook of the entire show is last year at age 80, me age 50, yeah. I found out something about my dad that I did not know. Oh, so that's the hook of the show, right? Pretty good hook of the show.
Yeah.
Now, the show is called Will Legitimate.
Yep.
So what do you think that people think the hook of the show is? What do you think people think that I found out about my dad?
That he's
either not my dad,
not your dad
or that I have an illegitimate child. That is clearly what the, like, of course, that's what you think it would be.
Well,
the show is called Will Legitimate, and that is the question of the show. They have nothing to do with each other. The show name was locked in months before I came up with what the show was about. So I've worked that out already. It's a little confusing to people.
You've packed up your bag. Yeah. 3 months on the road.
3 months on the road.
Where are you living?
Technically homeless.
Hang on, homeless?
Yeah. Got no home.
What about your house?
No fixed address. Gone. Sold.
Sold?
Sold, mate.
What about that farmhouse you had when we were
down? Sold. Growing crops.
Sold.
Jesus, you've got a pocket full of cash. You're a cashed up homeless,
buddy, man. Bloody boomers. Bloody boomers just can't get in the housing market, these bloody boomers.
You
know, like people I hate people who have more than one house. I used to have three. I've got none. That's always a good success of life.
We can't build enough houses here.
Mate,
everyone's moving to Adelaide.
Mate, people are moving. Why is everyone coming to Adelaide?
Good question.
What's going on?
It's affordable.
Why wouldn't you?
Yes.
Why wouldn't you come
best
down
beaches.
To affordable?
Affordable.
The best fringe.
Is it the best beaches? If I was going to come, okay, Jazz, pitch me this then. Like, if I, okay, because I'm without address at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me why? Pitch me on Adelaide.
You've got Maslin's Beach.
Yeah, okay. What's Maslin's Beach?
Nudie Beach.
Nudie Beach. And have you ever been down there?
Yes, I have.
Okay, well, I wouldn't go there.
I don't know.
He just hangs out in the bushes down there.
So I hang in the bushes.
Yeah, with your binoculars.
You have binoculars.
One of those creeps.
Do you have a pair of binoculars? I bet you do.
No.
I bet you stay there for footage.
Beach, down at
You're
Henley
like,
Beach.
Oh, do you? Yeah. You live on the beach?
Yeah, down at Henley
Beach. Is
that
right?
Yeah. So he's homeless as well.
Oh, no.
Like,
look at his eyes.
You have a doona or just a newspaper?
Like, sleeping bag. Under the jetty.
Now, you performed last night, had you?
I did. Yeah, it was my first night last night. It was good.
Good? Like, grooved in straight away?
I mean, here's what I will tell you. I love... This is such a weird job, right? Like, and I think about professional sports people as well. I think it all the time is this idea that, you know, you train really hard and you can be in great form. But if you're getting out, Travis Head might be in the best nick in the world, but if you're getting out first ball a couple of times in a row, no one can tell whether you're hitting them well or not. Like, and sometimes in comedy, if I've had 3 months, I've been like mulling through an idea in my head. I'm like, oh, this one's a good one. You know, this is it's a perfect game plan. It's the Bulldogs last season going, they'll all be tall players. That's the new way forward. We'll have 19 tall players. We need more tall players.
And
let's recruit some in.
And a Caleb Daniel.
Yeah, and one. That was going to be our whole team.
Short.
Everyone short, but then Caleb Daniel just like, sneaking through while they're distracted by the Giants. One little jack down the bottom.
So you're in front of goal last night.
So last night, some things I thought about for 3 months, nothing.
Oh.
A thing I thought about in the shower, literally came to me in the shower as I was having a shower before I went down before the gig. Best line of the night. That's how unpredictable my body job is. Like in any other area of like, we go like, oh, trust the experts, you know? Yeah. When you go to a doctor, trust the doctors, you know? When you go to a lawyer, you got to trust the lawyers. These are the people who know about this. Mm. Trust the experts.
Yeah.
But when you go to a stand-up comedy show, like suddenly you don't trust the experts anymore. I'm the expert. I think about this 365 days of the year. I go and see comedy all the time. I work on every comedy-related program. Yep. I am by any measurement. Yes. I've done it for 30 years.
Yes.
I am an expert in the industry. And you, because you've rocked up and sat in a tent in a park, suddenly you think you know more about comedy than me. You think you can give me silence to something I've been thinking was funny for 3 months. For 3 months, me, a professional comedian, has been walking around with smug self-satisfaction of like, this one's a good one. Can't wait to get this. At least I know this one's going to work when I get to Adelaide. And then something I thought about in the shower on the way down. Best line of the night.
So what else did you think about the shower?
Well, I'm going to have a longer shower tonight. That's what I've learned.
So do you come off shows? Like, because Bernie does a bit of commentary. I do a bit of commentary now. Yeah. And sometimes you come off some stints and you go, geez, oh, shit house then. Or other times you come off and you go, well,
speak for yourself, Greg.
Well, you're actually, Bern always thinks he's good. Yeah. Surprise, surprise.
No. I'm familiar with Bernie's work. Bernie is a collector of other people's mistakes. Yes. We know what Bernie is.
The great agitator.
Some people, you know, just happy to stay in their own lane, run their own race. And then there's the Bernies of the world who feel the need to back over people's mistakes like they've never made a mistake of their own in their entire existence. Yes. That's what we've got in the corner over there, losing his religion. I get what's going on here. Still halfway through that question he asked that golfer. It still isn't finished. Peter Jackson is making it into a three-part movie. Like, this is one of the greatest Australian stories never told. Like,
that was Nick Hazlewood.
Got over that. Okay, yeah. So sometimes it doesn't work. No, sometimes you get here and, you know.
Because you feel the energy of the crowd, you know. I love big crowds.
Good here.
Did you? That's where you performed at your best. Oh, mate, thrive.
In front of the big crowd. Did they have to be all on your side? Or like if there was a mixed crowd, was that good? Or
didn't
like
matter.
In front of the, didn't matter.
Didn't matter. State of Origin against Victoria.
Yeah,
I could go on, but I won't.
You won't.
I will.
You will and you have. And you will continue to.
Now, in the show, do you talk about your Western Bulldogs?
Do I talk about the Bulldogs?
That Bevo could be replaced. I did say that you may look at that position as an interim coach.
Here's what I'm going to tell you, Jazz. You might not know this about me, but you're looking at a changed man. I'm a different man to what I was last year. And this is because I am now.
Different.
I don't know. You probably noticed that when I came into the studio, they had a little bit more swagger in my
stance.
Did you look at me and you thought, you know, this guy looks like he's a member of a Bulldogs coterie group. Yes, that's right. So that's correct. You've got yourself a genuine behind-the-scenes power broker in your midst, guys. I don't know if you realise someone
who...
How do we get on the coterie group?
What are you doing there? Special invitation, mate.
Invite only.
A little bit of financial.
Really?
Yeah, but
coterie,
mate.
What? So tickets to games and
behind the scenes,
lunches and
concierge with the coach. You know, all the
Sponsor a player.
I don't know all that.
Who's your favourite player?
At the Bulldogs?
Marcus
Bontempelli.
I
must have told you guys this story before, but it's my favourite story because it's true. And it was true then, and this was only about 3 years into his career. It'd be more true now. I'm down in the Bulldogs rooms one night, and I'm next to the Bont's mum in the room, and I get introduced to her, and there's like, this is Mrs. Bontempelli. And I turn to her, and I just say, Thank you. That's it. That's all I said. Two words. Thank you. And she looks at me and she says, I get that a lot.
I'm sure she does. Oh, Jesus.
Have you had a one-on-one with Luke Beveridge?
Have I had? Yeah.
Because he's under pressure this year.
He's come to my shows and stuff, Bevo. He comes and supports me as well at the Comedy Festival. Which
now
is
he's on the coterie.
You're pretty tight.
Oh, now that I'm a power brother.
They all come.
Sorry.
Have you ever been asked to get on the board?
Next step board, mate.
You can do some coterie stuff first, behind the scenes, a little finger,
Game of Thrones stuff, you know, whispering in people's ears. Does he still have it? I'm on his side. Yeah, I don't know which one yet. I haven't decided, but I'll be in one group or the other, whispering behind.
Because the catering groups, when they travel
with the board,
when when they play away, they normally go on a bus to go and support their boys. Would you go on the catering group for the bus and go and watch them in WA and sit on a bus for 9, 10, 11 hours?
I mean, look, in this hypothetical situation, there's no, like, there's no paperwork that I'm signing right now. It'd be dumb of me to say anything other than yes. Do you know what I mean?
Like,
as a public relations exercise,
they go on bus
tours.
It'd
be dumb for me. Yeah, I'll get on the bus.
That's actually very clever. Sydney to Perth.
Say yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In a bus, that'd be longer than 11 hours.
He's not going to Sydney. No,
why are they coming from Sydney?
Doesn't matter where we're going. Let's go. I'll go anywhere.
Because he's got no house.
Say yes.
I'll come with you.
I'll do anything.
We're chatting with Will Anderson. Got no house.
That bus. I live on that bus. I need somewhere, a roof over my head. The Bulldogs bus is as good as anywhere.
Gut the seats.
Maybe I'll learn how to drive.
He's going
to
be Shirley Partridge and the Partridge family.
Get on the microphone, talk to the boys, rev them all up on the way to the game. Special feature.
Where do you think you'll finish this year?
The Bulldogs?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've got them in the eight.
Do you?
I think you're going to be okay, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, me too, actually. I reckon Riley Sanders is going to be really good.
I've heard
exactly
good
what
about
we
him.
Need. And I think that, yeah, it's an all or nothing year for Bevo, honestly, at the club.
I agree.
And so I think it's going to be an all. I reckon he's good at, like, I mean, they've still got so many good players. Like, Jamara is about to just, like, every game I see him play, he plays better. So, he's just one of those guys that you're just like, oh, just keep playing, because every time you play, you turn into a better player.
So, Will, when you see his mother in the change rooms, you're standing next to her, what do you think you'll say to her when he starts to dominate? Like,
will you thank Bont's mum again?
I'll say, I quote, thank you.
Will
and thank
you. Tomorrow's.
And thank you. And then I'll meet
Rory. Have you got another one?
I'll meet Rory Lobb's mum and I'll be like, lovely to meet you.
thanks for joining
Mate,
us, Will.
You, bro.
Always a good time.
Get ready.
His biggest tour in 5 years coming up.
True.
Are you ready?
Well, I mean, it's just started. I mean, this part of it, honestly, the Adelaide part of it doesn't really come into the biggest
That's
tour.
Not the pre-season.
Because the start of it, I do hear all the time.
Yeah,
so it's always the first few shows.
True.
It's really the 100 at the end that you ask me then.
All right. I'll get you back then.
And
if
how do you rate the Garden of the Unearthly Delights?
Yeah. No, good surface.
Good numbers
good
down there.
Good surface.
This.
Yeah.
Good is it surface? Wearing?
When
the
starting to wear?
Is it bat first?
Is there footmarks?
Footmarks. Footmarks.
I mean, they have those chairs in on the floor, so I reckon you get some grip. I reckon it'd do a bit, you know?
Spinners on early.
Thanks for joining us. Willie Goodman, AdelaideFringe.com.au now. Thanks for joining us, Will.
Well done, superstar.
Thank you.